welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
All right, so I got to start this message off really by saying, you know, I had to repent and I had to go before the Lord, and I'm doing this message because he's had the thumb on me for 6 months now. And I came from a church where I was an associate pastor, and I was always the giving message guy. I always had to get up every Sunday and tell everybody about giving, and it felt very coercive sometimes and at others. And I just said, when I took the job here at Lighthouse, I said, God, you're our provider. I'm just going to trust you, and I don't need to press people for money. I don't need to be this guy that's constantly badgering and asking people to give and teaching on giving every week, in and out, and constant. And then God put me in check, and he said, well, you're robbing my people from the blessing of being able to give if you don't tell them. And I just want to just publicly say I'm sorry, because I, over the last 3 years, I have not taught you properly before the Lord on how to give and what giving is and all that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, you know, because it's just what we need to do. And it's biblical. It's in there. So, yeah, let's pray and bless the service today, and then we'll jump in and get started, okay? So, Father, I just thank you that if someone's visiting like today, Lord, that you would just let them know this is not an everyday occurrence here, that we hammer or talk about giving all the time. But, Lord, we do need to know, we need to understand that we are blessed because we are part of your kingdom, and you have provision and seeds that need to be planted and just different directions for us to go. And we are just so grateful to be a part of your church and a part of your life, God. So Jesus, I ask you to show us, and Holy Spirit, I ask you to teach us what we need to know about giving here today in our church. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I'm humbled each week as I look out in our congregation, and I see your hunger, I do. I see that you're hungry and you want to know more and you want God to reveal things to you. So I just want to say thank you for being a congregation that's actually hungry, that wants to. You guys are coming on Wednesdays, you're coming on Thursdays, you're coming to the Bible prayer class on Monday nights. You know, we are seeing so many amazing things happening here at the church. And when it comes to giving, you guys are already generous. And that's why I'm like, Lord, you know, they're already generous. Why do we need to talk about this? And he's like, because it's in my word and I need my people to understand this. And he gave me the message title, and you're going to laugh. He said, I want you to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of giving in church. Right? So what does that mean? Let's open up with this text. In Luke 6:38, it says, give and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will it be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. You see, that's where it all comes into play right there. The same measure that you use, you see, I've potentially robbed you of understanding the measure of what it means to be a part of giving into the kingdom of God and being able to sow and give and understand and recognize how giving works. And it's a powerful thing to be a part of the kingdom of God and to move it forward with not just our finances, but all of our resources and our time and everything that we have. And the bottom line is this. Giving and generosity has seen a lot of things happen with it in the church throughout the years. A lot of really good things have come through the kingdom of God, through giving and generosity. And then there's been some bad things. And for me, the bad things are those of you who don't know and understand how to appropriate giving properly, and then you are actually perishing in your life from not having the proper perspectives and sowing the seeds and understanding all that I already know. See, that's where the God checked me. He says, you already know this, but not everybody knows what you know. So you need to share this with them so they can know the truth, and the truth can set them free, and they can be who I've called them to be financially in their lives. And then there's the ugly. It's just plain and ugly. There are people out there pretending to be pastors, pretending to be evangelists, and they are using the church as a resource to go and get money, and they're robbing people, and they're stealing from the people of God for their own selfish gain. Can anybody say amen? It's just the truth. There are people that are out there doing that. You know, anytime there is something good, the enemy is going to come, and he's going to bring a counterfeit of that good, and he is going to try to distort and ruin the good in anything by making somebody else do it bad or do it wrong, so that the good is actually taken away from and people will not do it. It's the bottom line. So you got the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? So first thing that we want to talk about today is we have to understand the difference between what biblical giving is. Do you know that there are actually four types of biblical giving? Somebody say four. Hold four fingers up. That's how I can tell who's sleeping. Hold four fingers up. Ready? All right, you're out, you're out. Somebody shake this one over there. Give them an elbow. I'm kidding. Maybe. There's four types of giving. You've got tithing. You've got offerings. You've got almsgiving. And then there's first fruits. So we're going to talk a little bit about those today, because I think it's good that we need to be mature as believers in God, as believers as the church. We need to be mature in understanding what giving is and what the difference is between the four types, so that we can actually appropriate our giving towards the Lord in the right way that he's leading us to do that. So, you know, I've been in church for about 35 years now. And when I came in the game 35 years ago, it was, it was some crazy times, man. People were crazy. You had all the televangelists on TV, send me your money, right? And you had the prosperity teachings, which I believe in the prosperity teachings, but people called it the name it and claim it and the blab it and grab it, you know, and all that stuff. And people don't understand that really works, you know. Some of those teachings are very powerful, but then again, there are people who distorted them as well. There are people that perverted those teachings and made them into something beyond what God intended them to be. So we have to be wise as believers in how we choose to appropriate our finances, because we are the stewards of what we have, and we have to be good stewards, sowing into God's kingdom and doing the things that God would want us to do in the way that he would have us to do it. So, you know, the send me your money guys are still on TV. You can go hit your TV on the Christian channel this afternoon, later tonight, 2 a.m., whatever. They try to get the drunk people later that are feeling guilty about their lives, you know, 2:30, 3 a.m. They try to get a little penance by sending their check. But there are some things that I've learned about giving that are so good. They're powerful, so amazing. And then there are some things that are bad, right? Just people don't know. They don't understand how to do it. And then there's the ugly. Just corruption. It's real. So, you know, I had to think back. I was like, gosh, how many church services have I been in, and how many offering messages have I done, and how many, there's thousands. And in the last 3 years, we've done nothing. 3 years. That's how long it's taken God to help me to heal and to not feel like I have misused you in any way or tried to be deceptive or anything. You know, I want you to know that I wouldn't do this at all if God wasn't pressing me. Because I just trust him. I just believe God's going to provide, and he has. He's done amazing things. But I would just believe it. But see, because of the bad, you see, the good is that I already know all this, but the bad is some of you don't. So I have to, as your pastor, begin to explain to you how giving really works. And then, you know, we all know what the ugly is, so we can move past that. But I've seen the good. I've seen the word come to my life, and I've spoken it, and I've done what it says, and it works every time, and I've given, and I've seen the blessings of giving and all of that. I am very generous personally as a person. I've given everything that I have at some point away. If you told me you liked my tie, I'd give it to you. If you said you liked my shirt, I'd give it to you. You know, fortunately, nobody could see my underwear, so they've never asked for it. But I might give it to you if you said you liked it. So I'm that kind of a person. I mean, I've given so much that I said this in the first service, and my wife wasn't there. But, you know, I gave it. Do you know I gave her first wedding ring away? Some guy at work was really didn't have the money, you know, and I asked me if I asked her first. No. I let her know it was happening, and she's like, "What?" But I'm so generous, aren't I? I'm such a good guy. This guy needed a ring. They were getting married, and I blessed him, and I've been paying for that blessing for 35 years, ever since. It's a continual reminder of the bad, of not understanding how giving works. Right? So... Yeah, sorry, hon. She's like, yeah, I know. She's still not going to let up. But, you know, I've been generous in my life. I've seen generosity. I learned a long time ago, you know, that given it shall be given unto you. It wasn't that I gave to get, but in the process of giving, I created a flow in my life. You see, I have a furniture, you know, ministry. Now, I gave away furniture. Now furniture just comes to me in droves. Like I have a warehouse, 3 sheds, my back porch and my living room are full of things right now. I've picked up some furniture yesterday even, you know, and things just come to me. Why? Because I've already created that flow because I gave. Now it's being given unto me. Does that make sense? But see, some of us are perishing though because we don't understand that principle. In Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. See, if we don't know that we give and it shall be given unto us, then we don't give, we don't put any seeds in the ground, we don't plant anything, then what are we going to grow? Nothing. Does that make sense? So nothing's going to grow. It says, because you have rejected knowledge in Hosea, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. So you see, it's not that I'm just messing with you if I don't teach you about giving. I'm messing with your kids and their kids and every generation past you. If you don't understand giving, that lack of knowledge is actually will pass down to your kids. And that's where a poverty mindset comes from. That's where poverty exists in a family line, and it's like you never seem to break it. And that's why every parent says, you're going to college even though I didn't, because of that. Because you want your kids to do better than you did, right? And he goes, I'll make it happen. You're going to go. And then they're like, nah, I'm going to be a famous YouTuber, sorry. Don't think I'll go. Right? Anybody got a kid that wants to be a famous YouTuber? Yeah, right here, over here, right here, yeah. Yeah, go to college, kids. But people's lives are being destroyed by the enemy because they don't understand the biblical principles of giving and generosity. Period. It's happening. You know, they're missing the boat. Don't miss the boat. How can you miss the boat if your pastor doesn't tell you there is a boat? He doesn't share with you the truth. So we're going to share these things periodically at church, and we're going to talk about this stuff because it's biblical and it's in the Bible, and it's there. So we've got to do it. It's the foundation of the Bible. Generosity and giving is the foundation of the book that we live by. You know, there's over 1,500 times in the Bible that giving is mentioned. It doesn't always mean financial. It could be giving of your time, giving of your resources, of your skill set, and it's in there a lot. But here's what it says. The Bible emphasizes the importance of generosity and selflessness, and it encouraged believers to give cheerfully and sacrificially, listen to me, and with a willing heart. See, there's some keys that are in this right here, right now. If you can't give cheerfully, don't give. That's a flag. If you can't feel good about it, don't do it. If God can't get you to a place where you understand generosity from His Word enough to be happy about it, hold off until you do. Until you get happy and then do it. But you better work towards getting happy. Right? So you got to give cheerfully and then sacrificially. You know, nobody has given more sacrificially than God. He gave us His only Son. He sacrificed Him. You know, so we give from our lives out of appreciation the same way. And then it says, with a willing heart. You know, if you're not willing, then don't. Don't do it. Wait till you're willing. So why has giving been so abused in the church? Because I've seen the ugly. It's people are corrupt. The enemy is real. He's trying to shut down the church. He doesn't want people to give because that will fund the propulsion of the kingdom of God in this world. As the church gives, people are being saved. People are being healed. People are being set free from addiction. People are going into the prisons. That doesn't happen for free. It costs money to go do that. So we bring the provision. You see, it's all about vision. If you have a vision, then God brings the provision for the vision through generosity. We're the church. We are to carry the vision of the kingdom of God and then actually be the provision for that vision to come to pass. Now, God may call some of you to be the provision for Kairos Ministries. He may call some of you to be the provision for Happiness Now in the Dominican Republic and helping little orphan kids and Haitian kids to have a better life. He could be calling you to work with the school across the street or to give towards the teachers or to reach out into the heavy metal community and give it God's rock. We don't know which area God's going to call us to be a part of, but He's going to call you to something. He's going to call you to be a part of something. But here we got this whole ugly thing going on. Well, I would give, Pastor, but you know, the last time I gave to this ministry and then the pastor got outed for some sexual misconduct and found out that he took my money and he bought a condo in, you know, L.A. or somewhere and did it, you know, he was misusing all the funds. There are some money-loving pastors out there. I'm just going to be honest with you. Obviously, I'm not one of them. Right? But people and families, I've seen them referred to as giving units. That's messed up. Financial teaching on giving being used to generate riches for false teachers to come and do their thing, and they really don't care. It's bad. churches mailing giving envelopes for the year. All 52 of them. In a packet. You get it. Corrupt preachers selling the gospel, selling ministry gifts. Send me your financial gift and I'll mail you this prayer cloth and you can lay it on your forehead when you sleep. I believe in prayer cloths. Prayer cloths are biblical. Work. They really do. You need one, come ask me. I'll anoint one and I'll send it home with you for free. Okay? Does that make sense? The gospel is not for sale. Look at the scripture in Acts 8, 18 through 24. This guy of Simon, he said, saw that the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit was given at the laying on of the hands of the apostles, and he offered them money. He said, give me also this ability so that everybody on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. He's like, ooh, these guys, they pray for people and then they get filled with the Holy Spirit and they speak in tongues, they get healed, they get fixed, and God comes in their lives and they get better and things work. I want that gift so I can let people give me money for blessing them through that gift. You see it, right? This guy was corrupt. Peter answers, may your money perish with you. So I would just say that if there are people out there that are living corruptly under the banner of the kingdom of God, may your money perish with you. Right? We can say that. Because you thought that you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. So what's wrong with these ugly people that are messed up doing evil things in the name of God? Their heart is not right before the Lord. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and you're captive to sin. So what's wrong with these people that are corrupt, that are out there misusing the funds of the kingdom? They're held captive to sin. Greed's got them. It's like it's had us maybe in our lives in some way. We just didn't have the guts to actually use the name of God to go get money. You want to hear a funny story? When I was a kid, they gave me one of those UNICEF boxes at school. And I was like, put a quarter in it, right? You know, or you go to people's door and you knock on it. You say, would you support the UNICEF? Right? So I would hit four or five houses on my way to the Zippy Mart to get pinball money. So I didn't corruptly take money from God, but I corruptly took money from UNICEF. And is that like statute of limitations up on that? Am I good? They're going to come get me? It was only $3.75. All right, that's a lie. I'm sorry, it was more than that. But I did that. So Simon answered, pray to the Lord for me so that nothing you have said will happen to me. What did he do? He repented. And that's what the church and the corruption and the ugly of the church that's going on out there need to do. They need to repent. See, the bottom line is we have to know how to discern. Okay? My job is the pastor's to teach you how to discern where to put your money, what are the best places. That's why when people come up here and Eliseo from Mexico comes and preaches and shares here, these guys come stand up here. They are proven in my heart, and I put them up here so that you can be comfortable knowing my pastor put them in front of me. And they are a solid place where I can sow and where I can give. Does that make sense? But you still, even in that, have to allow the Holy Spirit to share with you his desires for where you are to plant your finances. Where are you supposed to give? It may not be for Kairos. It could be Mexico, or it could be Happiness Now. It could be any number of things that God is calling you to give towards. And it may not just be your money. He may be calling you to give your time to Wednesday night kids ministry, or to go into the jail and do things, or to go on that missions trip. And then when God gives you that vision, he brings the provision for that vision.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.